This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
You're not the same person you were a year ago. It's an important thing to understand. Progress is incremental. We often fall into the habit of looking forward, looking ahead. That's wonderful. We want to push boundaries. We want to be looking down that road. But something that differentiated the chapters in my life from stress and inadequacy and just not feeling like enough versus being content but understanding this is a process, it's the realization that you have to pat yourself on the back. That you have to turn around, you have to look behind you, and you have to say, you know what? I've come further than I thought. I'm not the same person I was last month, last year, 2 years ago. There are things I'm doing now that I couldn't do. I think in certain ways that I never thought before. And what this does is it helps you maintain perspective. That life is an evolution. And that you are exactly where you need to be for whatever journey you are on. Right? In today's world of keeping up with the Joneses or Instagram, I think social media culture can be incredibly dangerous. It has its value, but like everything, the truth is always right in the middle. It's a problem when you're looking around you and seeing and highlighting things that you're not. I'm not this. I'm not that. I wish I was, but I'm not. Right? For a few reasons. One, because that stuff often is a highlight reel. It's not reflective of reality. And two, it's not your journey. It has nothing to do with where you're going. And it creates this false sense of panic. Like, I'm not where I should be. No, you're exactly where you need to be. And you've done things and you've overcome obstacles, some you haven't even realized, that have been monumental. Success is so incremental. It's counterproductive. It goes against everything we are. It goes against how we think, right? It's like you exert yourself, you exhaust energy. Well, where's the feedback? What do you mean there's no feedback? Well, it takes time, right? And the idea of showing up and showing up and showing up and showing up and getting very little back can be devastating. It can be exhausting. That's why it's so important to remember that you are evolving and that you have evolved. Right? You are the culmination of all these beautiful, incredible steps you've taken. And let me tell you something. Sometimes the most important thing you can do is simply not stop. It's not some magic solution. It's not to hit a home run every time you're at the plate. No, sometimes it's simply carrying on when most people wouldn't. And if you can look back and you see a sample size, you see a day one and a starting point, you've done the incredible. You're in the minority. You've continued on into an unknown that scares most people to death. Doesn't mean there's not more to do. Doesn't mean you shouldn't continue evolving.
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
Hey, hockey fans! can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at USAHockeyNTDP.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.
That means you're the product of courage. That those little yeses mean something. And so I have people reach out all the time. You know, I'm down. I don't feel like myself. I don't know what I'm doing. I feel like I've lost my why. Hey, I get it. We all do. Literally every single human being has felt like that. It's not reflective of you or reality. The reality is, when you've forgotten your why, you've forgotten how far you've come. You've lost your momentum in relation to your North Star. And it's a feeling that you can pick right back up with a small win. It's amazing how many things in life, you know, they feel so big. When we're looking at that mountaintop, when we're looking at the solution, they feel larger than life. And that's what puts us in these slumps. That's what intimidates. It's like, look where I need to be. I'm not a fraction of that. But you don't need to be that. You need to take one little step forward. And as I say all the time, anyone can take one little step forward. Anyone can do that. Anyone can create a spark of momentum. Spark of momentum over time accumulates to the good stuff, the important stuff, the meaningful stuff. So when you feel like that, remember, you're asking too much of yourself. Not in the big picture, but today, right now. Because what you need to do right now is show up. That's it. You need to make one little decision and start a pattern that can accumulate, create a snowball that will become an avalanche. That's your job. When you keep your mind in the moment, you open all these doors that would otherwise have been shut. No one can leap a mountain, anyone can climb a rock. What's your rock today? What's your one thing today? Some things are made from little nothings, right? What's your little nothing? What are you going to transform? You don't have to be Bezos tomorrow. Maybe you make a business plan today. Maybe you make a call today, this afternoon, this morning, whenever. But it's compartmentalizing that. Right? You have so much control over your life when you realize what's actually required. And that's why, you know, again, going back to that point, you're not the same person you were yesterday. All those little decisions, all those little emails, all those times you stepped outside, all those times you made the call, created the website, networked, all those things you did brought you to this moment. Every time you ran, every time you worked out, every time you studied, took a course, took a class, took a test, they all comprise you in this current moment. They mean something, but we don't look around and say, wow, look at all the things I've done. No, we look out and say, look what I'm missing. Look what I'm lacking. You're not lacking anything except a single step forward. The realization that all you have to do is move one step. And that simple understanding completely, completely transformed my life. I spent the first 3-4 years as a creator, as a business owner, just in this feeling of scarcity. Like, look at all the things I don't have. To the point where as I'm building, I don't even realize I'm building. I never look back. I never look around. I never appreciate life as it is. That's the recipe for disaster, because there will always be more to build. Always. It doesn't matter how far you've come or what you're doing. But when I learned to acknowledge, hey, everything that you've done has brought you here, appreciate it. Relish in the moment. and then decide where you want to go next. It's a journey. It's not that serious. Life is not that serious. I tell my friend Zach all the time, you know, life should emulate his son walking around the living room, poking things, prodding things, pulling blankets off the couch and making tents. Like, it's an experiment. It's not a test. And you're well equipped to move any direction you want to move. You've come this far, and you can continue down that road. So that's my message to you. It's a simple one. Simple but crucial. Appreciate how far you've come and understand that where you're going requires not some magic formula, but a single step forward and a commitment down the road that you choose to go down. That will create transformation. That will bring about a life that you've never had before. Subtly, right? Without even realizing. Little by little, compounding into the beauty that we are equipped to capture, to bring in. Have an amazing day.
Hey, hockey fans. Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at usahockeyntdp.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.